Honky tonk. Whoa, what happened? The table bite you there?
It did. It did. I rolled the armchair up under my thumb.
Yo, man.
All right, we were talking how to kill Bermuda. Let's see how we can save a St. Augustine grass. Susan, welcome.
Yeah, hi. This is actually her husband.
All right, Susan's Rich. Husband.
Yeah, this is Rich, yeah. We started noticing in May that our dichondra was dying. We just have some planted in the shade. It had lived for quite a while. And then all of a sudden after that, we had a big rain back July 1st, I think. And the St. Augustine started to die. I went out the next morning and thought we would have a beautiful green lawn from all the thunder, the nitrogen that gets fixed in the rain. And my St. Augustine just started to die. It was beautiful, healthy before then. And now it's just kind of dying uncontrollably, sometimes several feet a day. And I just don't know what to do about it. I put poison down. I fertilized it. You know, I put bug poison because I thought maybe it was some finch bug. And the dichondra, I kind of thought maybe was the dichondra leaf beetle. I think that's what it's called. Or
right. Leaf.
So anyway, I just don't. And today I went out, and there's even more brown spots forming in places where it was yesterday growing extremely healthy. And I try to mow it really high so it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so I have no idea what it is unless it's a fungus.
Well, you know, it could be that. Although, you know, St. Augustine grows in the most humid, wet, damp places in the United States. You know, Florida, the Gulf Coast, the Bahamas, all full of St. Augustine. All get hot, all get humid, all get lots of water. And lots of rain. We used to think when St. Augustine lawns here about 20 years ago, it seems like, started kind of going downhill. There used to be a fair amount of St. Augustine in Phoenix. And what we would find some fungus in it. We found some insect damage in it. But what the sod growers really have told me is that it's really more of a pH alkalinity problem with St. Augustine here. Most of the St. Augustine lawns that look good in the Phoenix area are flood irrigated or shaded or both. And so typically what I tell people to do is try some soil sulfur, granular sulfur, like a Dispersol product. Try doing that monthly for about 3 treatments a month apart. Maybe check your soil moisture, see if it's not lack of water more than a fungus problem that might indicate too much water. Make sure you don't water at night in the middle of the night. Water early in the mornings as opposed to night. So that's the St. Augustine thing. I would try using some sulfur or gypsum or both about 30 days apart, about 3 or 4 treatments while it's still warm. On the dichondra, well, dichondra could be a whole lot of things. It could be, you know, the leaf beetle. That's a pretty common problem with it. It can get overwatered. You have to watch if it's got a big leafy, matty kind of a character to it. So make sure, again, you're watering in the mornings. The nice thing about dichondra is you can actually just reseed it. You know, it's not a big problem where St. Augustine has to be sodded. The sod's fairly expensive, or you got to plug it. You know, the dichondra, if you've got a shadier area you're trying to cover, you could go in there, you know, with some seed, cover it with a little bit of mulch, and get it to reestablish itself by seed without too much of a problem.
Best to you. Thanks for the call. Let's bring Ed into the conversation. Wants to know, again, on grass, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you'd like to join the conversation, Ed, go ahead, sir.
I was watching the TV news, the national news. They're talking about the drought in California, and communities from Sacramento to San Diego have imposed water restrictions. You got neighbors taking cell phone pictures of other neighbors and turning them into
yeah,
the water police. And
they are.
One of the things they told people to do is to paint their lawn. And I'm taking care of my neighbor's lawn, and it seemed like no matter how much water I put on it, it's just not growing. There hasn't rained in my neighborhood near 7th Street and Indian School, and I'm wondering what is the good and bad of painting a Bermuda lawn that's brown?
I think Ed's a good candidate, or Ed's neighbor's a good candidate for synthetic grass.
Well, of course, the lawns they're painting over there are, you know, they can't water, so they've turned brown, and they have brown dead grass, and they're painting over that, and it looks good for a little while. You have to reapply it, and then of course after a while, the desiccated or dried up leaf blades are going to finally break off and be gone, and there's not going to be anything left to paint except dirt, I guess. So it would be a temporary fix. As long as you got leaf blades to paint, you can paint them. Now, I got to believe if you think you're watering all you need to water and the lawn doesn't look good by now, there's another problem. Either you're actually not watering as much as you think, or it needs fertilized, or it's got an insect problem, or there's some other issues there. But right now, my neighbor and I were just talking about this morning. They were headed out of town, and he stopped to tell me our lawns look the best that they've looked since the ryegrass died because of the humidity, the rain, you know, just this warm, humid weather. The Bermuda grasses are growing almost too fast now. So I got to believe that you need to get out there, maybe measure the water, maybe make sure the sprinkler system's working properly. You're probably not watering enough or as much as you think you are.
We appreciate the call. Let's see if we can squeeze one more in here real quick. Jay in Santan Valley, welcome.
Thank you. I'm concerned about blood orange trees. We have one that has been planted for 6 or 7 years. It's doing absolutely nothing. Is that a well-adapted tree for this climate, or is it something that's marginal?
Well, blood oranges are a little bit marginal here if you've just got one. They do best if they're kind of tucked in a grove with other citrus trees. They're more of, you know, they come from the Mediterranean typically. They just struggle with our heat. They can struggle a bit. So
a better orange producer, Navel.
Navel, Arizona Sweet, Trovita, all of those do well.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.